get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's where we talk golf, and we do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. Jerry has the day off today. Nice to have you here for what should be a fantastic show. For every golfer, if you were to ask him or her to list their top three concerns about playing, well, probably the course, the equipment, and the weather would rank one, two, and three. There's not much you can do about the weather. You have a little control over the first two, but for the weather, not so much. Until now, that is, thanks to golfweather.com. It's an online weather service that advises golfers on global playing conditions. And it's not just for golfers. It's for course superintendents, for tournament directors, for travelers. You get the picture. Moishe Adir will be here to tell us about his company, golfweather.com, today on Tee to Green. Later in the hour, well, you rooted for her during a superb LPGA playing career, but for the past 6 or 7 years, you've watched her reporting on golf for NBC and the Golf Channel. And today, Dottie Pepper will be here on Tee to Green. Her new venture, well, she is co-authoring children's books, and her first offering is called Bogey Tees Off, a lesson about being truthful. It was co-written with Scott Fuller, and Dottie Pepper will be here today to talk about the recent U.S. Open, about her golf and broadcasting career, and about bogey teeing off on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
As always, we invite you to visit our website, teetogreenradio.com. You can link to our Facebook page from there as well. We are America's longest-running network radio golf show, and we're teeing it up next with Moishe Adir here on Tee to Green, live and in real time on the Internet at sportsbyline.com.
Want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy 2 solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With 6 styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring that's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 6/27. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
It's a show by golfers for golfers. You found it, Tee to Green. This portion of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at www.swanlaw.com. Good morning, everyone. Welcome in. Jay Ritchie, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jerry Butenhoff, my playing partner, has the day off today. Coming up a little later in the hour, Dottie Pepper joins us from NBC and the Golf Channel. Talk a little bit about the recent U.S. Open. And she's got a new venture. She is co-authoring children's golf books, which is kind of fun. And the first one is called Bogey Tees Off, and we'll talk to her about that and more coming up. Our first guest is ready to go with us. Golfweather.com is an online weather forecast service for golf courses and golf destinations. It's tracking up-to-the-minute weather conditions at over 23,000 golf courses throughout the world. Golfweather.com is a golfer's 15th club in the bag and the brainchild of South African entrepreneur Moshe Adir, who is on the line with us right now. Moshe, good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning to you all. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
Where are you exactly? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually sitting in Cape Town, South Africa right now.
Wow.
Watching some beautiful weather with a great view of the mountains and happy to be in this part of the world.
I think you've got the Tee to Green record now for the longest phone call ever on the radio show.
You're joking.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Let me just write that down.
Yeah, you can put that in your resume. How's that sound?
Now I've got a medal. Brilliant.
Tell us
anyway,
about...
it's good to be on your show, and I'm very excited about telling you about golfweather.com.
Yeah, well, tell us about it. Now, I kind of gave people an overall general version of what you are and what you do, but give us some of the details.
Okay, we started about 3.5-4 years ago. We initially launched in South Africa first just to test the system and work on the system and get it right. And what we worked out in our whole development process was we could actually get a forecast for a longitude-latitude point. And that is what we did. We created a local location for every single golf course in South Africa. We launched it into the system, and virally it exploded. Became so popular, our users use the site on average 4.3 times a week, which is amazing. Hmm. And we wanted to structure the weather data in a way that a golfer would like to see it. So we looked at how we could break it down into different times of the day so you could get an idea of when to best tee off, so you could actually see the changing weather conditions. And you know, we've also started developing the iPhone app, which is live on the Apple Store, and we're busy with the Android app, and we just want to give everyone an option to reach it or use it from whatever platform that they got. And, you know, after the success in South Africa, we started to look at where else we want to launch, and our biggest challenge was the U.S. because you guys have got over 17,000 golf courses. We've got a measly 500 in South Africa, which I thought was a huge amount. So after about another year and a half, we managed to get the states live into the system. We plotted every golf course in your country. And then we went live in Canada Australia, New Zealand, UK, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and we're just about to get into Europe and Asia.
Wow.
It's been an amazing experience, I must tell you.
So you started with South Africa, and now you are truly worldwide. Do you have a background in weather, or how did this all come about?
Well, actually, I'm an internet entrepreneur. I get involved in sort of lots of different internet concepts, and a friend of mine was sitting with me, and he said to me, you know, Moshe, what is your hugest passion in life? I said, my two passions, besides my wife and kids, obviously, is golf and internet. So I sort of married the two together. I started looking into golf and trying to understand where is there an opportunity for me and to use the value that I can achieve. And once I sort of got the idea of golf weather, I spent another year investigating meteorology and started speaking to all the meteorological organizations around the world and trying to understand how I could actually take raw weather data and interpret it in a way that a golfer would like to see it. And I think that's where it was born. I actually tried it first on my golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people said, yes, but why do I need a weather forecast? I can look out my window and see what the weather's like, which, you know, that is a very sort of closed view on what we can achieve, because we do have a seven-day forecast. And we find that so many people have so many different uses for the actual product. So I think that's where it was all born, was just being totally interested in golf and finding that weather solution, because every single day I was hunting and I found out that I was actually getting the weather forecast coming from the airport, which is 30 k's from me, but you know, every golf course that surrounds it has actually got a different weather pattern going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a solution and it works. You know, I don't think there's any other weather forecaster in the world that can predict it 100% correct, but you know, we do our best, and we actually get down to the golf course location, which helps us get a lot more accurate as we attempt.
Moshe Adir from golfweather.com with us today here on Tee to Green. I was going to kind of ask you about that, Moshe. Everybody, you know, it's one of the hardest things in the world, I think. Everybody tries to do it, but to predict accurately the weather, were there some concerns about that? The accuracy
of the
forecast?
From my perspective, you know, you don't want to launch a product where you don't have the validity and you don't have the accuracy, and, you know, but you have to get a little bit thick skin to say that, you know, we're trying our best. We take weather data, which is given to us from quite a few governmental institutions. We take the best weather data we can. And, you know, behind it, there are so many intelligent meteorologists, and there's millions of dollars in Doppler radar and satellite tracking systems that, you know, we can take the best that we have. And we give the opportunity for a golfer to have that extra tool in their bag. It's almost like an additional piece of equipment. And you know what? It freaks me out, but we are correct most of the time. There are some courses we have a little bit of trouble with if they're in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that it's not easy to get a correct prediction. But then we hear from our users, and we look at that location specifically, and we try to work it out by measuring wind speeds at different altitudes and all different elements until we actually get it correct.
Well, if you can predict the forecast here in Colorado, boy, you got something going on for sure there, because our weather here is just crazy. Now, the service right now is at golfweather.com, the website. You're also looking at apps for the iPhone and
yes,
for the Androids. The service on the website is free. Is it free for the others as well, the other apps?
Absolutely. I think the whole thing is, the minute you start charging for internet content and mobile content, you're putting up a large brick wall. And
yeah,
I don't want that to happen. I want everybody to enjoy the service. So, you know, we actually earn our revenue through advertising, and we've got over 500,000 users monthly using the system already, which is really, it's a lot. So we're driving a lot of volume in traffic. So we do start, I mean, we have been earning an income, although minor, but we're growing. We're growing. We've put a lot of money, we put a lot of effort into building the system. I believe that, you know, we'll constantly tweak it to get it as right as possible. And we will get to a stage where we're launching in a couple of months from now sort of a version 2, which is more for the professionals who would like to have a look at proper map animations to get an idea where the different clouds are and everything, which we will be integrating into the system. And a person can actually personalize the service by picking their home courses, and when every time they log in and open up, their courses will always be on the front page and they can customize the experience. But again, we will not be charging for that experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the business model from an iPhone app is initially we did charge and we were getting such a small amount of downloads. And the minute we decided to make it free, it was crazy. We had sort of a landfall of downloads. We had 12,000 downloads in one day the minute we made it free.
Goodness.
So,
and it's not just for golfers either. You're finding a lot of superintendents are using it and tournament directors and people who just want to know what the weather is going to be like to plan a golf tournament.
Absolutely. We actually also for the Million Dollar Challenge, I was on TV. I was interviewed every single morning for what the forecast is going to be like for the day, and we're feeding our forecasts onto the actual TV. We've been doing sort of a lot of radio broadcasts and forecasts for future tournaments. So we're really getting involved and integrated into the golfing community, which I think that is my biggest achievement, and that's where I want to go, is the golfing community and be sort of the stable weather provider for that.
Sounds like you're on to something good here, Moishe. Good luck with it. Thanks for joining us to tell us about golfweather.com today here on Tee to Green.
It's an absolute pleasure, and if there's any users out there, I hope you really enjoy the product, and if your course is not in the system, please notify me and we will integrate it.
Golfweather.com, Moishe Adir on Tee to Green.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, face the club face toward 11 o'clock, and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock, and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow-through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Keep in mind, the shaft is the most important advancement in the history of the golf game. So make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw, you will not be able to. Keep that in mind.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This portion of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs. Online, swanlaw.com. That's swan-law.com. Or you can call them, 719-471-9900. This is Tee to Green, destination listening for dedicated golfers. Coming up in our next segment, Dottie Pepper will be joining us. Dottie adding to her already lengthy and impressive resume, first as one of the best female golfers on the LPGA Tour. And then in recent years, she's turned her attention to broadcasting golf with NBC and the Golf Channel. You saw her work last week at the U.S. Open at Olympic Club in San Francisco. And now she's getting into a series of children's books featuring a golf ball character called Bogey Bolton. Her first book is called Bogey Tees Off, A Lesson About Being Truthful. It was co-written by Dottie Pepper and Scott Fuller, illustrated by Ken Templeton. And we'll talk to Dottie Pepper about Bogey Tees Off and more in our next segment. Let's catch you up to date on just a few things that are going on in and around the world of golf these days. The British Open, it was announced, will be staged at Royal Troon in 2016. That'll be the ninth time that the British Open will be played at Royal Troon in Scotland. That last hosted a British Open in 2004. That's when Todd Hamilton beat Ernie Els in a playoff. That has to go down as one of the biggest upsets in golf history. You know, there was so much talk last week about Jack Fleck over Ben Hogan in the 1955 Open at Olympic Club in San Francisco. How about Todd Hamilton over Ernie Els at the British Open in 2004? Some of the other winners at Royal Troon when the British Open was played there: Arnold Palmer won there back in 1962, Tom Weisskopf in 1973, Tom Watson in 1982, Mark Calcavecchia in 1989. That was in that playoff. Greg Norman was involved in that playoff. Calcavecchia eventually won it. And Justin Leonard shot a final round 65 back in 1997 to win his only major championship. That was at Royal Troon in Scotland. They'll be returning there in 2016. Speaking of international golf, this happened this past week at the BMW International Open. Jose Manuel Lara was disqualified from that tournament after his caddy tried to hide having an extra club in the bag during the first round. He realized it on the second hole. He had 15 clubs in the bag. at the course, and his caddy, Matthias Vinson, tried to hide the extra club in some thick bushes. He wandered off into the bushes, and these playing Laura's playing partners thought the caddy just needed to, heed the call of nature. But they became a little suspicious and started asking questions, and Vinson then admitted to Laura there had been 15 clubs in the bag. He was disqualified from the $2.5 million tournament because a player is responsible for his caddy's actions. Vinson, the caddy, was banned from caddying indefinitely, according to the PGA European Tour. The penalty was disqualification. That was imposed on Laura, so he was out of the tournament. He eventually shot a 3-under-69, but was given a two-stroke penalty for each of the holes he played with 15 clubs. They revised his score to a 73 and then eventually told him he was finished for the tournament. Apparently, the two other players that Laura was partnered with, who were Damian McGrain and Peter Hedblom, became suspicious. They approached Vinson after he returned from his trip into the bushes. He took the bag, the golf bag, with him into the bushes, and they thought that was a little bit suspicious. They finally went and asked him, "What are you doing?" And he fumbled out an answer saying, "I've done something bad. I wish it hadn't happened. I've got this all wrong." He then admitted it straight out and regretted his action. He had a bad day to start with. He was caught in a traffic jam on his way to the course in West Germany. He had to jog the final 3 kilometers of the journey to ensure that he made it in time before Laura teed off. In his haste, he didn't notice that Laura had 15 clubs in the bag. Laura didn't help the situation. He arrived at the course from his hotel only about an hour before his tee off, so he was a little bit rushed too. I guess the moral of the story, and these guys should know better, is give yourself a little more time. England's Danny Willett is leading that tournament. He shot a 69 yesterday to lead by a shot. He's 12 under after 3 rounds at the BMW International Open. He's in pursuit of his first European Tour victory. And it kind of reminds everyone of what happened with Ian Woosnam back a few years ago at the British Open. It was the 2001 British Open, and Woosnam was tied for the lead on the second hole of the 4th round at Royal Lytham when he was informed by his caddy, Miles Byrne, that an extra driver had been left in the bag. He played almost the entire round with it. Actually, he played the second hole of the 4th round. He only played one hole, but it didn't matter. Woosnam was given a 2-shot penalty. He wasn't disqualified, but the 2-shot penalty cost him a chance at his first British Open Championship, first prize of $350,000, and a potential spot on Europe's Ryder Cup team. Remember, the player is responsible for his caddy's action. I mean, you can blame the caddy all you want, but eventually it comes down to the player as well. I think right after that happened, Woosnam fired his longtime caddy, Miles Byrne, but it didn't matter at that point. The damage had been done. A couple other things I want to update you on. U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson said it was an easy decision for him to skip the upcoming British Open. His wife is due to give birth to the couple's second child in late July, and he says playing in the British would be nice, but he'd rather be home in North Carolina with her when the birth happens. The Open starts July 19th at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Simpson is playing this week at the Travelers Championship. Says he would love to have taken his wife with him on that trip, but because she is so late in the pregnancy, she is no longer cleared to travel with him. He says winning his first major championship last week made the decision not to go overseas a bit harder, but that witnessing the birth of his son, 16-month-old James, was one of the greatest experiences in his life, and he wants that experience again. So Webb Simpson, the U.S. Open champion, will not be playing in the upcoming British Open. He's got a good reason. One of the trends we're seeing in golf these days, and I'm not too crazy about it, we saw it recently with the Masters and Bubba Watson, was that some of these younger guys win a major championship for the first time, and then disappear for a month or 6 weeks and don't play again. They can do whatever they want to, but I think, A, it's not good for the game overall, and B, judging on the way Watson has played since the Masters, it's not good for their personal game either. And I'd like to see some of these guys just keep playing. You won. You're on a hot streak. I know there's a lot of outside pressures and media to deal with, but just keep playing. Just keep playing. As Bill Murray once said in Caddyshack. We are Tee to Green worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and across the satellite radio dial on both Sirius and XM. And we've got Dottie Pepper coming up next as we continue from the Broadmoor here on Tee to Green.
Hey, video gamers, it's Steve Masters with Got Game, powered by GameStop.
Mum had her own plans for my life. She didn't even care what I wanted, so I ran away.
Have you seen the Disney movie Brave? There's a video game.
You turned my mother into a bear. This is all your fault.
My fault.
It's the story of a girl who's trying to change her mom back from a bear.
Mom, wait! Come back!
Collect coins.
That's a nice bit of gold.
Solve puzzles and fight off wolves. The Brave video game from Disney. It's fun for kids and beginners. I also checked out the demo for Mad Riders. It's ATV racing. You won't believe the speeds you get. Drift around corners. Mad Riders on PS3. It's a fun, free demo. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game, powered by GameStop. Find all the hottest video games for every system. Power to the players.
Right now at GameStop, you can trade in your old iPod, iPhone, or iPad for cash or in-store credit. Get up to $140 cash for an iPod, up to $300 cash for an iPhone, and up to $400 cash for an iPad. Opt for in-store credit instead, and you can get up to $500 for an old iPad. All models and generations are accepted. So what'll it be, cash or credit? For offer details or to find out how much your device is worth, visit your local GameStop or go to GameStop.com/iTrades. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
Captain Mark Johnson tests Bullfrog sunscreen in the Florida Keys.
I use Bullfrog because I'm on the water 300 days a year in my boat. Bullfrog is by far the best and the one I use every day. It dries really quick, and it is not greasy. It doesn't wash off. It doesn't run in your eyes. It also survives if you jump in and go swimming, and that's real important.
Bullfrog Water Armor Sport. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to wrap my head around this internet craze called planking. That's where you go to some unexpected location and lie down on your face and someone takes a picture. I know, hilarious. Anyway, we've been doing that at Motel 6 for 50 years, giving people a place to lie down when they're in some new location, and for the lowest price of any national chain. So come by Motel 6 and save on a good night's plank. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about the bump and run. There's a couple ways you can pull this off. And this shot is for 10 to 15 feet off the green. A few things you want to be able to do with this in order to maximize your ability to hit the ball on the face of the club. I am more interested in how it comes off the face of the club than I am even accuracy, because if you can hit it on the face, you can be successful with this shot. One is you got to play it back, further off your back foot than you think. Two is hands forward, covering your left knee. That's the barometer we use. Three is you got to lean towards the green. And lastly, you've got to finish low, because you want a low ball flight with this. However you finish is going to mirror the ball flight. So you want to finish low. Make sure that the ball is played a little further back off your back foot than you're normally comfortable with. And stick with this shot. I promise you the ball will react the way you want it to with just a little practice.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's TD Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie going solo today. My co-host, Jerry Butenoff, has the weekend off. Scott Cuddy, our producer in our San Francisco studios. And our first guest was Moishe Adir. We're talking about golfweather.com with him. Golfweather.com. He mentioned if there's a course or you'd like to get your course on golfweather.com and it's not currently listed, to contact him. There is a contact information page at golfweather.com. Golfers 15th Club in the bag, offering accurate and real-time seven-day forecasts that include temperature, wind speed, and direction, as well as comfort level and probability of rain as well. Scott, do we have Dottie yet? Have we? Okay, Dottie Pepper standing by. I mentioned earlier that she is expanding her resume. Furman University All-American, three-time All-American golfer in college. She went to the LPGA Tour, won 17 times there, including a couple major championships. She represented America in six Solheim Cup appearances, the 1992 Player of the Year. She began broadcasting career in around 2005, and you can see her on NBC and the Golf Channel broadcasting men's and women's events. And now she's co-authoring children's golf books. We watched her last week from Olympic Club in San Francisco, and she is with us today here on Tee to Green. Hi, Dottie. Welcome to the show.
Jay, thanks.
And welcome back to the Broadmoor. Russ Miller wanted me to tell you that they're taking good care of the Bears for you.
Oh, very, very nice. Frankly, I never thought we would get out of there last year with the Women's Open. I thought we were just going to take up residence.
Yeah, it lasted a while, didn't it?
It did.
Things went a little smoother for the men last week in San Francisco. Were you surprised by anything that happened at Olympic Club?
You know, not really. Walking around there on Tuesday morning, I thought, God, if anybody can get in, can shoot one under a day, they're going to win. They would have won comfortably. I think that maybe that round that Michael Thompson threw out there early on Thursday caught a little bit of the people off guard. But overall, no, the golf course won the championship as I thought, and a lot of people did.
Yeah, is this a rare weekend off this week?
Well, I have this week off and next, and then we hit it pretty hard for three straight with the Women's Open and Kohler, the Senior Open, north of Detroit at Indian Wood, and then our semi-vacation, semi-work week at the American Century Celebrity event in Tahoe. And then for most of us on the golf team, we have 3 weeks off while the technicians and crew and producers head over to London for the Olympics. Mm. So it's a pretty nice stretch. I get to be home for enough of the summer to appreciate where we live.
Yeah, and I imagine this is a bit of a decompression week for you, too, because as a player, I know you got up for the big tournaments. Not that you didn't get up for all of them, but there was probably a little extra juice for a major championship. And I've got a suspicion, being in this business for so many years, it's the same as a broadcaster. You get fired up for all the tournaments, but when it's a U.S. Open or any major championship, maybe there's a little more energy there.
Without a doubt. You tune it up. There's an adrenaline rush, but there's also the crash at the end. And I know when I know I've spent a couple of days after I woke up, and I felt like I had a brick on my chest. And that was always my, I've done too much as when I was playing, and I haven't rested enough and did the same thing as a broadcaster. So that was my clue that there might be a couple of afternoon naps here wound in, and I feel great now.
When you were playing, did you at all envision yourself someday doing what you're doing right now on TV?
And I always, as a kid, I grew up studying sports stats, raced my dad to the post office box or the news box in the morning, couldn't get enough of sports, watched every little bit of broadcasting I possibly could, and yeah, I mean, sure, I wanted to play, but when I was all finished, I wanted to do this, and not very often you get to do two things that you really wanted to do as a kid.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Dottie Pepper, our guest. I got to take you back. 1995 Women's Open here at the Broadmoor. Annika Sorenstam won, but Meg Mellon had a putt on the 72nd hole to tie her. There were a million people gathered around the 18th green at the Broadmoor. You were in the tavern, the little restaurant. I was standing, we didn't know each other at the time. I was standing right next to you. We were watching it on television.
Mm-hmm.
Meg Mellon struck the putt, and you said out loud, "A foot to the right," and that's exactly. As soon as the ball left her putter, you said, "A foot to the right," and that's exactly where the ball ended up from 20 feet away. And I thought to myself, this lady will make a great broadcaster someday.
Well, a precursor, I suppose, of life to come, and it wasn't actually that long after that this all started to happen. I worked my first event for ESPN in 1999 at the Women's Amateur at Biltmore Forest, wonderful Donald Ross course outside Asheville. I guess I wasn't that far away from it.
Yeah, you had it going right there, even though you were still competing and competing at a very high level. What about the transition from player to broadcaster? Easier, harder than you thought it would be? Tell us about it.
Well, I think it's just an adjustment. And what you're really doing as a broadcaster, especially if you've been brought in on the talent side versus maybe play-by-play, you're just talking about what you know, and you're trying to relay the things you felt as a competitor, maybe the course management mistakes that you made and learned from. You're trying to relay that to the fan, to the audience, and you're really kind of the in-between person between the player themselves and the folks that are watching, and trying to just be that little conduit to get their thoughts out to the viewers and make them maybe understand the game and the level that these players are at just a little bit better.
And there's if you're an on-course reporter, too, and a lot of your stuff is on course, there's a physical component to it as well, because you're out there in whatever the weather is. You're out there walking, and you also have to find a spot where you can talk, and they can't hear you.
Yeah, and I think when you walk the golf course on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, that's what you're looking for, the spots that you can see a shot, call a shot, and still not have it be heard by the players. And I'll be honest with you, I screwed up a couple of times at Olympic. I got myself in a couple of places Thursday morning. I thought, well, this is my spot, and I can't see squat, so I guess I'm going to have to figure something else better out on Friday.
Yeah.
For the most part, I landed up in a pretty good spot. But I messed up a couple with my recon early in the week.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
I mean, you're trying not to sound like you're totally muffled, and you know, a lot of broadcasters will go out there, or walkers will go out there with a clipboard. I choose not to, and I use my yardage book to kind of stifle the direct sound. But you got to get someplace where you can call the action, but not be heard.
Yeah, and some courses it's probably easier than others, but some I imagine are really tough.
I think you're at one.
Now, which one was that? Is it easy or is it hard here?
Well, I think it's very difficult. I mean, I know when I was at, you know, doing the Senior Open on the ground, it was justified to not go to the gym at night. Let's put it that way.
You okay.
Got a really good workout 4 hours out on that golf course, and you know, crossing fairways and doing all that running from bears, whatever it may be.
Well, let's go from the Broadmoor East to the Scooter Pines Golf and Country Club, which is all about Bogey Tees Off, the children's book co-written by Dottie Pepper and Scott Fuller. How in the world did you get from what you're doing into writing children's golf books?
Well, it sort of came about, a year ago this past week. I had done a couple of what I call giveaway days. I do four or five of them every year. Just give them for charity. I'll come in and speak, do the clinic, kids, whatever. And it was for the first tee at Hampton Roads, and a friend of mine from Furman University said, you know, I've got these guys, they're friends of mine, they've got this project that's sort of starting to bubble up a little bit, and they really would like to talk to you about it, and they need a golf geek to try to get some exposure on this and maybe fine-tune it. And within about 90 days, we were cooking. We had an LLC, we had a business plan, we were fine-tuning the story, we were working on a glossary, got the USGA on board, Jane Spicer with Daphne's Head Covers to design our head cover of the man Bogey, and it's just been a very energizing experience overall.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a copy of the book a couple of days ago. I sat down with my 7-year-old granddaughter, and we read the book. Actually, she read it to me. She loved
it. Well, that's
even better. Yeah, so I think you got a hit on your hands here with Bogey Tees Off. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, Bogey is a range ball, in every dimension. We got the red stripe. He's in a bucket that he doesn't really care to be in anymore. He doesn't want to be hit arbitrarily on the range for good or bad. And he wants to play the PGA Tour. He's got big ambitions. And along the way, our goal is to have life lessons taught through this little guy and through his friends. His best friends are Liberty from Philadelphia and a broken three-wood Trace from Mexico. So he will have his buddies teach families, kids, that golf can be really cool, can be really fun, and you can learn a lot along the way.
Bogey Tees Off, a lesson about being truthful. So, and this is just the first of a series, is it not?
It is. It'll be a first of a series of 18, available in paperback and hardback. We just got the hardback in about 3 weeks ago. It was launched at the U.S. Open, and I was blown away when I opened up the box of hardbacks, and it was just—it's just so neat to see it actually happen, and to watch kids carry this thing around with their little autograph pages that are built into the book and really make it their own, and to get some of the feedback that we have, the letters that have come in, some of the drawings the kids have made—they're just fantastic.
There's a website, bogeyteesoff.com. Is that how people can get a copy?
They can get it there. They can get it through your local golf retailers. Booklegger's been a great partner of us to try to get it out to the public. And also, the PGA Tour has been fantastic. It's in the PGA Tour stores and airports, the Paradies locations in airports, and PGA Tour Superstore is about to come on as well. So he's getting out there. He's getting his face out there. And our head covers will be available, what are we, the 24th? 3 weeks, inside 3 weeks. We are so excited about that, to have him. I mean, when you see him, you're going to love him.
All right. I wish we had more time, but you got to come back and visit again with us, okay?
Absolutely. I would love to do it.
Dottie Pepper, NBC, the Golf Channel, and her latest children's golf book, Bogey Tees Off, on Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000.
Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Well, it's time to go on tour. All three of the tours in action this weekend. The regular PGA Tour stop this week is the Travelers at River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. And Roland Thatcher and Brian Davis are tied for the lead at 12 under par, but there are 17 others within 5 shots of the lead going into the final round. John Rollins, James Driscoll, Stuart Appleby, 2 strokes back. Defending champ Frederick Jakobsen is 9 under par, so he's 3 shots back. Bubba Watson's also in the mix. He's 8 under. 77 players spent Saturday morning finishing their second round after thunderstorms stopped play on Friday. And remember J.B. Holmes? He underwent brain surgery last September. Well, he finished his morning round with a 62, second-best round of his career. But a few hours later, he came back and in his third round shot a 75. He's 9 strokes behind the leaders. The LPGA Tour stop is Waterloo, Ontario for the inaugural Manulife Financial Classic. South Korea's NB Park shot a 66 yesterday. She has a 2-shot lead over Brittany Lang and Hee Kyung So. Anna Nordqvist is 10 under par after shooting a 67. She's 4 shots back. Stacey Lewis, 6 behind. Michelle Wee made the cut, but she's out of the mix after an even par 73 yesterday. Bob Tway, trying to win for the first time on the Champions Tour, has a 1-stroke lead over Mark Calcavecchia after round 2 of the Champions Tour Montreal Championship. Hale Irwin has a shot, and he's 67 years old. If he wins, he'll be the oldest winner in tour history, but he's 3 shots off the pace. Thanks to Moshe Adair today, golfweather.com, golfweather.com. Be sure to check it out. And we appreciate Dottie Pepper for taking time to be with us today as well. Bogey Tees Off is the book. BogeyTeesOff.com is the website. Great children's golf book. And we thank Dottie for telling us about it today. That's going to do it. Back here next week. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.